Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 236 with Amanda Pitt. First broadcast on the Nation Station Radio GH on Sunday 31st of August 2025. Hello everyone. I looked but couldn't find anything that struck me as interesting about August the 31st in history, and so decided to look at my CDs, beginning with 31, which quite coincidentally happened to be the next one on from where we got to the last time I took this theme. We will have one track from each CD in order from 31 to 41 inclusive, and then play out with a track from the 31st in my file of Scottish but not SCD CDs. So, our opening dance is the Luckenbooth Brooch by John Bowie Dixon, and this track from Ian MacPhail and his Scottish Dance Band on Highlander Music Volume 5 from 1996. Ian MacPhail played four Andrew Rankin tunes. This track is similar to one he recorded in 2010 on his Reflecting on Rankin CD. Today, though, we heard The Weaver and His Wife, The Corner House Jig, Edmund Mackenzie of Plockton, and Donald Ian Rankin. The next CD in my collection is Highlander Music Volume 3, which is by David Cunningham and his band. And there were several tracks which I could have chosen, but I was drawn to the medley The Gnawl Lock. Not because I have ever done the dance, in fact, but I used the music when I first taught the Saltire Medley by Derek Haynes. This dance is for six dancers, four ladies on the corners and two men, back to back in the centre, facing up and down. The 48 bars in Strauss Bay divides into three 16-bar phrases. The first is Hazeltree Corners, by which time the men have changed places with each other. Then a corner chain to get back to where they started. And the final 16 bars are Mari's wedding reels, passing left shoulder as the men move on to the next diagonal. The whole dance is then repeated in real time, but in the Mari's wedding reels, everyone joins in, so there are 16 bars of puffin reels, and that's why it is important for the men to be passing left shoulder in the reels. It is a great dance, but tiring for the men, who are dancing couple for the whole 96 bars. David Cunningham playing the track for The Gnawl Lock from Highlander Music Volume 3, with two tunes by Jack Stalker, Miss Dorothy Lures and Mrs. Jean Stalker. The next CD is the third in a series from the RSCDS called Scottish Dance Favourites, i.e. a best of RSCDS dances played by the bands who originally recorded them, some on LP, but this was a CD in 1995. From here, I've chosen Major Ian Stewart, played by Jim McLeod and his band.
Thank you.
Jim McLeod and his band played The Scottish Horse by the Marchioness of Tullibarden, then three traditional tunes, Mrs. MacDonald, Lady Weems, and Lord Duplin, for Major Ian Stewart by John Drury from RSCDS Book 35. Staying with John Drury, and in fact the Stuarts, our first Drass Bay is Autumn in Appin, the title of which was inspired by the setting of Mrs. Isabel Stewart's memorial service in Fashnacloich. This version is from RSCDS Scottish Dance Favourites 2, and Rob Gordon and his band copied from the RSCDS LP and cassette for Book 31.
Thank you.
The lead tune for Autumn in Appin is, appropriately, The Hills of Lorne by Charlie Hunter. Then Rob Gordon played The Parks of Kilburnie, and then Glen Coe by James Scott Skinner. Our first reel is for five couples in a square set. The Fisherman's Reel by Sue Pettit and Jane Gammon was devised in 1994 for the Grimsby Scottish Country Dance Club. This recording I rarely use, but it is a good even tempo for less experienced dancers. Drummond Cook and his Scottish Dance Band recorded for Highlander Music Volume 6 in 1999. Drummond Cook's band played his tune The Backshore Hornpipe and The Northlands by Ian Holmes for The Fisherman's Reel. Time for our 8-time Strass Bay, and this week it is Ian Boyd's The Cashmere Shawl, for which there is only one recording, the Colin Dewar Quartet on Special Requests Volume 3. In this dance, you may remember, the first couple alternate hands throughout, beginning turn right, cast two places, cross left, and cast up one. Then right hand to partner, left to first corner, right to second corner, and left to partner. Two half reels of four, and then the chain rights and lefts, where the couple in second place change right on the diagonal. Then new people, left, right, and finally all cross over. I think that is actually right hand, but I don't suppose it matters, as long as you agree with your partner. Thank you. The Colin Dewar Quartet played the Cashmere Shawl by Jeanette Gibb, the Sidlaw Hills by Jim Watson, Lord Lindock by Peter Agnew, and the Kale Pot traditional. Back to square sets, and a third from John Drury, with his tribute to Bill Ireland, the Dancing Master. 96 bars in jig time. The first 32 bars with ones and threes dancing couples, then repeated with twos and fours, and the last 32 bars different, with everyone dancing all the time. We are now up to 37 in my collection. Gordon Shands dancing fourth, 15 John Drury dancers. A very well used CD. Gordon Shand and his band played the Dancing Master, A Visit to Ireland, and the Eavesdropper, all traditional, for John Drury's dance. Another great dance deviser, nowhere near as prolific, but many of his dances are classics, James B. Kosh. His best-known strathspeys, all for four couples, are The Road to the Isles, The Gary Strathspey, and The Winding Road. That last one begins with Odd Men and Even Ladies dancing a diagonal reel of four, and then their partners dance the same. Ones and fours turn and cast in a place and circle four hands to the left. Twos at the top stand as the other three couples dance half a reel of three on the sides to get the ones to the bottom, and top and bottom circle to the left. This recording is from Graham Geddes and his band's 1996 CD, Let's Meet Again. Graham Geddes' Scottish Dance Band played The Hiking Song by Alex McKenzie and Alex Rankin, The Road to the Isles by Pipe Major John McLennan, and then two from James Scott Skinner, The Music of Spey and The Flower of the Quern for The Winding Road. Another great deviser was Barry Priddy, and the Kelpie of Loch Carruisk, a reel for seven couples, has a special place in my memory. I had not long returned to dancing, maybe 6 months, and was in Worcestershire, so went to the class in Pershore. During the evening we danced the Elephant Stampede, baptism of fire for me, and when we got to the last dance, someone counted up and said, seven couples, it'll have to be the Kelpie. I looked blank. They said, do you know dances like Black Mountain Reel? Yes. And Mari's Wedding? Yes. Well, you'll be fine. And I was, given that the other 13 knew what they were doing and where they were going. But I have considered it a challenging dance for anyone who doesn't know it ever since, and rarely been able to dance it well since. Not what gets called a social dance, so it rarely comes up on programmes. There are two recordings, and I don't usually use this one, simply because it is 20 seconds quicker than Colin Dewar's. But here is Alan Gardner and his Scottish Dance Band from Highlander Music, Volume 7. Thank you. The lead tune for the Kelpie of Lochcarruach is Billy Nicholson by Ian Burns. And then Alan Gardner played Willifjord, John Spence of UA Sound, and St. Anne's, or traditional. Our penultimate dance, and fourth by John Drury, is Jennifer's Jig, which actually appeared on several CDs in this section of my collection. John Drury wrote the dance in 1968 for Jennifer Wilson, the pianist, and published it in his books Silver City and Bon Accord. The RSCDS finally adopted it in Book 53. The name tune is by Drummond Cook, and this recording is by David Anderson and his band for Highlander Music Volume 8. David Anderson's Scottish Dance Band played Jennifer's Jig by Drummond Cook, G.B. Bell's Fancy by George Bell, Dave Provon's Jig by John Renton, and Miss Katrina Margaret Douglas by John Douglas. The last CD today is Highlander Music Volume 9 by Sandy Leggett and the Careslock Cayley Band. So, very conveniently, our last dance can be Swiss Lassie to the best recording. 8 tunes, beginning with Brumley Bray, but including some other classics. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Andy Leggett and the Careslock Cayley Band's version of Swiss Lassie, Brumley Bray by William McPherson, Wing Commander Donald McKenzie's Reel by Phil Cunningham, The Islay Ranter's Reel by Charlie McCarran, The Cape Breton Symphony's Welcome to Shetland by Willie Hunter, The Calgary Fiddler's Welcome to Shetland by Andrew Gifford, Alex Soames' Reel by Robert Black, Tam Lynn by Davy Arthur, and Bert Murray the Fiddler by Willie McGuire. As I said at the beginning, I turned to my non-SCD library for a playout track, and CD 31 in that collection is Cullen Skink by John Sampson and Friends, who are playing The Dark Island. Enjoyed this selection. Nothing new, but a wide range of musicians, some who we don't hear from that often. What will next week bring? Maybe I'll take a look at book 54 as term starts. Take care. Bye.